There is no good place to meet a reckless driver, but a blind curve has to be among the worst. Commentator Julie Zikafus met one that way.
They were all buckled in the back seat, my 7-year-old son, 10-year-old daughter, and a 10-year-old neighbor. With the dog riding shotgun, we were headed to my daughter's softball game, 41 miles away. That's a long way to go for a sporting event, but in rural Appalachia, you have to travel to make a league. I was doing some mental calculations as I drove, and the kids giggled. It had cost me about $14 in gas to make this trip. We rounded a blind curve, and he was there. The grill of an oncoming car, the driver's face a blur, a head-on collision, ready for me, for these kids, for my Boston Terrier. I stomped the brakes and did the only thing I could do to save us all, swerve into the oncoming lane, the one where his car should have been. He never braked, just kept coming on, shooting off to my right on a small gravel road. He turned into the driveway of a house on the corner. I was at a full stop in the oncoming lane, too scared to tremble, and he was home. Three little white faces in the rearview mirror, round-eyed. Dog picking himself up out of the footwell. Me, in the underworld where terrified meets furious, one big shot of adrenaline barely contained by a seatbelt. I threw my Ford into reverse and followed him to do I don't know what. Jump up and down on the hood of his car? Introduce myself and the kids as the people he'd almost annihilated? Grab him by the throat, lift him over my head, and give him a few spins with the kids as Greek chorus? He threw his car into reverse, backed out of his driveway, and fled on down the twisting gravel road, but not before I got his license plate. We made it to the game. We lost, got home late. The battered car was sitting there in the driveway as we rounded the blind curve. One call to a neighbor, and I had his name. A little online digging, and the revelation that he'd been arrested 6 times for drunk driving. The next morning, I called the highway patrol. "Is this an emergency, ma'am?" "Well, no, but please hold." Over the 3 minutes that it took me to recount the incident, the dispatcher put me on hold 6 times. I told my story in fragments. When he finally came back, I asked, "How much of that did you get?"
"You're upset that this man ran you off the road with your kids in the back of the car."
"Yes."
"Was your vehicle damaged? Was anyone injured?"
"No," I answered. "So what do we do now?"
"Absolutely nothing. It's your word against his. He could say you tried to run him off the road. We'd have to witness the incident to do anything about it, ma'am."
So this guy is just going to be out there, maybe drunk, rounding blind curves at 60 miles per hour in the oncoming lane, and there's nothing anyone can do about it. And next time he may kill us all, and that'll just be my tough luck?
"Unfortunately, that's correct, ma'am."
I open my eyes at 4:30 each morning. I listen to the birds sing as they wake up one by one and think. If I had to choose someone to entrust with my children's lives, it wouldn't be the man who lives on the blind curve. But he's my neighbor, and we drive the same road.
Commentator Julie Zikafus lives and writes near Whipple, Ohio. She's the author of Letters from Eden.